The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. It is a privilege to welcome you to the program, and it is a privilege to be your host every afternoon. I hope I never take for granted the privilege that I have to sit behind this microphone. And I hope and pray that I use it wisely. I hope and pray that I am always a voice of reason and balance. And I hope and pray that I am a voice of truth. If you are a conservative, truth and facts guide and direct your life. If you are really a conservative, if you're really a conservative, you're not moved unnecessarily by emotion and feeling, but by facts and truth. If you're a liberal and a leftist, sadly, tragically, facts and truth may not mean a whole lot to you. It's how you feel and what you've heard. I don't usually pay a whole lot of attention to the stuff I read on Facebook. I try not to spend an inordinate amount of time on Facebook because it can be incredibly discouraging, and people put stuff on Facebook all the time. I read stuff on Facebook and say, why would you share that publicly? What is wrong with you? And, you know, different points of views and so forth. Hey, I do a talk show every day. I am used to dealing with different points of views and people who disagree with me and so forth. So I try not to pay a whole lot of attention to the stuff I see on Facebook. But I saw something that just really, really troubled me, deeply troubled me. It is not news to you that we are deeply divided as a nation. I hope it's not news to you that this is the goal, this is the desire of the liberal left, to divide us. To pit whites against black, poor against the rich, to put wedges between us racially, economically, religiously. That is part of the agenda of the liberal left. And part of that that troubles me the most is the racial issue. Because I'm just such a strong believer that we are one race. We are the human race. And particularly if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you believe that all people are sinners in need of redemption. White people don't need salvation more than black people. Black people don't need salvation more than white people. We are all equally sinners and equally desperate for redemption and salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. There shouldn't be any division racially. And yet, we see strong, powerful forces today trying to divide us farther than we've ever been and to destroy the progress that we've made. We still need to make more progress on race relations in America. There is no doubt about that. And it'd be foolish to deny that. But it is just as foolish to deny the amazing progress that we have made. We've heard so much recently about Jim Crow, Jim Crow, Jim Crow. We don't have Jim Crow anymore. Praise God. That's done, over, finished. It's illegal. We don't have it anymore. So what good does it do to talk constantly about Jim Crow, Jim Crow, Jim Crow? We don't have Jim Crow anymore, and thank God for it, rather than dredging that up. All right, back to what I saw. Someone posted a graphic, a picture, and it honestly looks like it's been hand-drawn. And I want to describe it to you. And then I want to ask you this question, this honest question. My heart goes out to the youth in our black communities. My heart aches for the youth, particularly in our black communities. They don't have fathers. They don't have men in their homes. 70% of all children in the black community have no male figure in the home, no father figure at all. That's tragic. Crime is high. There is fear of losing your life. All right. To my question, after I describe this to you, if you were a young black individual, particularly a black male, and you saw this picture, this graphic, how would you respond? All right, here it is. Here it is. It is a hand-drawn picture of an individual. It's not a stick figure. It's more in-depth and more detailed than a stick figure. But it's clearly an individual, a black individual, holding their hands up, and they have bullet holes all over their body. They're standing up. You got the picture? Standing up, hands in the air, and bullet holes. And here's what it says on this picture. Hands up, they shoot. Hands down, they shoot. You walk, they shoot. You run, they shoot. You hide, they shoot. You sleep, they shoot. You comply, they shoot. Sir, what are we supposed to do now? That's what's across the bottom. So what are we supposed to do now? Hands up. They'll shoot you. Hands down. They'll shoot you. You walk. They shoot you. You run. They shoot you. You hide. They shoot. You sleep. You shoot. You comply. They shoot. So what are we supposed to do now? What would that picture do to a young black male? The title on this Facebook, this individual who signed this, said "Signs of the Times!" Exclamation point. This is the way it is. Signs of the Times. I personally felt this was shameful, inflammatory, inaccurate, discouraging. How would you respond? I got to take a break. 877 Bob Live is the telephone number. 877-262-5483. Do you believe that this would help the situation, bring about positive conversation? How do you feel this will impact what's happening in our culture today.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm looking for things, people, events, organizations that are going to unite us, not divide us. I saw this graphic on Facebook. It's an individual, obviously a black individual, young man, it looks like. Hands up, bullet holes around his body. And it says, hands up, they shoot. Hands down, they shoot. You walk, they shoot. You run, they shoot. You hide, they shoot. You sleep, they shoot. You comply, they shoot. So what are we supposed to do now? And the title given to it by the person who posted it is Signs of the Times. I responded and said, that's inflammatory. Please don't add fuel to the fire. That was my response, and I probably shouldn't have responded. But I said, that's inflammatory, because it is. What does this communicate? If you were a black young person and you see this, what does it tell you? Doesn't make any difference what you do. They're going to shoot you. They're going to kill you because they're coming after you. If you put your hands up, they'll shoot you. If you put your hands down, they're going to shoot you. If you walk, if you run, if you hide, you sleep. Even if you sleep, they're going to shoot you. If you comply, they're still going to shoot you. And obviously, it's talking about the police. So if you're a black young person and you believe this, how do you respond if you're pulled over by the police or confronted by the police? And it has been pounded in your head, that policeman wants to shoot you dead. How are you going to respond? My honest question, does this help? My answer is no. This is shameful, particularly in light of the facts. Now, if you're to the left, you don't care about facts. And here is the sad thing. The general population of America believes that thousands of unarmed black men are shot and killed every year by police. That is the common thought on the street. Most people in the black community honestly believe that every year, not hundreds, thousands of unarmed black men are shot and killed by the police. Because that's what they've been told. They've been told that by Black Lives Matter. They've been told that by activists. Sometimes they've been told that by governors and mayors of their cities. Now, what is the truth? All right? And by the way, if that were true, maybe this picture, you know, hands up, they shoot, hands down, they shoot, you hide, you sleep, you comply. They're going to shoot you anyway because that's just what they do. But what are the facts? Since 2015, anybody want to guess how many unarmed black men and women have been shot and killed by police in all of America since 2015? 135. That's not a year. That's since 2015. These are unarmed black men and women. By the way, those statistics come from the FBI and reported by NPR. I got the article right in front of me. NPR, America Reckons with Racial Injustice, and so forth. This is a 2021 article. 135 unarmed black men and women since 2015. that averages 27 per year. Let that sink in. Now, is every one of those 27 a tragedy? Yes. Should every one of them be examined to see if race was a factor? Absolutely. But it's not thousands. It's not hundreds. About 27 a year. How many black males are there in America? 19.9 million in the last sentence, census. 19.9 million black males in America, and on average about 27 unarmed are shot and killed by police. What percentage is that? If I did my math correctly, that's 0.00001356 0.00001356 In other words, a black man is far, 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 far more likely to be shot and killed by a police officer if you're unarmed than being hit by lightning. You are far more likely to be hit by lightning. Now, that's fact. That's not emotion. It's not hysteria. It's not what the mainstream media is telling you. It's not what the black community is being told. But it's the truth. Now, since we're talking about the police and so forth, would you like to know how many police were killed in the line of duty last year? 264. Last year, around 30 black men, unarmed, that's important, were shot and killed by police. About 30. Last year, 264 police were killed in the line of duty, which was a 96% increase compared to the previous year. 96% increase. Why? Because of the unbelievable criticism that police are receiving from every corner. Last year, 96% increase in the number of cops killed in the line of duty in 1 year. Folks, please, let's deal with truth, not emotion.